Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, July 8th. I'm Jonathan Aul. St. Louis Zoo is hosting a kid-friendly adaptation of Romeo and Juliet with life-size animal puppets, which begins tonight. The show's creators say the zoo environment will add a lot.
There's a sea lion in the show who barks loudly. There's a tiger in the show that roars loudly. Hopefully their brethren will respond in kind.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has the story of St. Louis Shakespeare Festival's first venture into animal puppetry. That's coming up on The Gateway. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department took nearly 90 people into custody over the long holiday weekend. As St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports, the arrests were part of law enforcement's crackdown on fireworks-related offenses.
After gunfire injured 7 people downtown last year after the 4th, SLMPD vowed to be stricter in its response. Law enforcement took 86 people into custody from Thursday to Sunday. 58 of those were juveniles. Before the holiday weekend, police said they would cite parents of juveniles who got in trouble. Police spokesman Mitch McCoy says it's their goal to prevent crime before it happens.
At the end of the day, us holding parents accountable for their children's behavior has sparked a much larger conversation in this region as it relates to making sure juveniles are getting the support and help that they need.
McCoy says SLMPD is still tabulating how many parents the agency cited. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Top Kansas lawmakers are giving the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals 6 more months to decide on potentially leaving Missouri. A bipartisan legislative committee yesterday extended the deadline for a tax incentive package. Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins blamed the delays on the Kansas Department of Commerce, which is run by Democratic Lieutenant Governor David Toland.
That's just not fair to the teams when they're making proposals and they're not getting responses back.
Toland said in a statement that the negotiations are complicated and need more time to be done correctly. Missouri lawmakers this past session responded to Kansas's offer by passing its own set of incentives to keep the teams in Missouri. Several unions representing teachers, principals, custodians, nurses, and other St. Louis public school staff signed a joint letter yesterday asking to be included in conversations about school consolidations following the May 16th tornado. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley reports.
The storm caused over $1 million worth of damage to SLPS buildings, and 7 of them won't be open for the start of school next month. Ray Cummings is president of the American Federation of Teachers Local 420. He says the district has delayed conversations with the union and that combining schools without input from school staff is dangerous.
The number one cause of injuries to the people 420 represents is breaking up fights. This is a safety issue, and I can't stand for my members to be put in that situation.
SLPS school board leaders say they're committed to working with the union and prioritizing the well-being of staff and students. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
It's been 1 year since Springfield, Illinois resident Sonia Massey was killed by a sheriff's deputy in her home. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Massey had called 911 to her home to report a potential prowler when then-officer Sean Grayson shot her in the face. Meanwhile, Massey's family, friends, and community members are trying to honor her memory, like dedicating an overpass bridge to her. At the ceremony, her cousin Sante Massey called it a bridge between past pain and future promise.
We speak her name not to reopen wounds, but to remind this nation that beneath every statistic is a mother's cry, a child's empty chair, a community's echo of grief.
Grayson is in jail awaiting his October trial for first-degree murder. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois residents are now paying more for certain nicotine products, with new taxes taking effect this month. E-cigarettes and moist snuff products like Zyn pouches now have a 45% tax, up from 15%. Democratic State Senator Javier Cervantes pushed the tax incentive plan through Springfield. He says revenue from the taxes will go towards awareness campaigns on the negative health impacts of tobacco use.
As a former smoker, I am proud to have advocated for a plan that would not only establish parity in our laws, but invest in public health initiatives that support smokers and offer healthier alternatives.
Cigarette taxes are also up by $1 a pack. Tonight, St. Louis Shakespeare Festival will head less than a half a mile south in Forest Park from Shakespeare Glen to the zoo. That's where actors will perform a kid-friendly adaptation of Romeo and Juliet with animal puppets designed by one of the best in the business. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin spoke with the creators about how they found a new way to tell an old story.
Night falls at the St. Louis Zoo, and the zookeepers lock up. Then out come the animals, who put on a play. That's the concept behind Romeo and Juliet. It sounds incredibly cute, but how do you adapt Romeo and Juliet for kids? The heroes famously poison themselves. As director Tom Ridgely explains, one way to a powerful but less lethal ending is to make Juliet a bear.
It allows Juliet, instead of dying, to go into hibernation. So it's still sad. She still doesn't get to play with Romeo for a very, very, very long time. And when you're a kid, a few months can feel like forever. But it keeps all of the characters alive at the end of the play.
Adapting it to kids made me understand the play and its extremity a little bit more.
That's theater maker and scholar Jennifer Joan Thompson, who wrote the script. She adapted it from a 2015 children's book. Romeo and Juliet, the original, has some R-rated elements. So in this version, the star-crossed mammals have a more chaste balcony scene, where they make a midnight pledge to be BFFs.
Instead of Romeo and Juliet being romantically involved, they're best friends. But that significance of those early relationships is as deep and as profound. And those kids have such massive tragic emotions sometimes. It's fun to call on that.
The show uses large puppets that most actors have to strap into. They're the work of Michael Curry and his team. Curry designed the animal costumes for the Lion King musical, and once made a 20-foot lion for Katy Perry to ride into her Super Bowl halftime performance. When St. Louis Shakespeare pitched the concept of animal puppets playing Shakespeare in the middle of an actual zoo, it made Curry purr.
I'm this animal, you know, I'm the Lion King. You know, I'm an animal expert. So you can imagine when somebody said, we're going to do, Shakespeare with animal puppets, and the animals are 500 feet away, I just thought, this is the greatest idea ever.
That zoo setting, playwright Thompson and director Ridgely Hope, will inspire some cross-species call and response.
You might hear some sea lion barks. I mean, we will certainly let them speak if they'd like to speak.
There's a sea lion in the show who barks loudly. There's a tiger in the shore that roars loudly. Hopefully their brethren will respond in kind.
At St. Louis Shakespeare Festival's rehearsal studio in Midtown, actors work on a dance number while operating their puppets. Ricky Franklin plays Juliet, or Zulia.
It's like a full body harness. My puppet comes about chest height, and I operate her mouth and one of her arms. She's a bear cub.
Jordan Moore is Romeo.
Romeo is a prairie dog, and he's a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet. So I just have the hand inserted, and he kind of perches on my forearm or my knees or something.
The actors are learning how to listen and respond to each other on stage through their puppets. Curry, the puppet designer, says there's a way to know when an actor is comfortable in the new skin.
When they come off stage and you're talking to them as humans, and they're still delivering the conversation to their puppet, and so they are one.
Actors Moore and Franklin say the puppet work is hard, but pretty fun.
You always see like somebody in a giant crocodile costume, like looking in a mirror and just practicing. You know, how does this work? How does that work?
And or then a hippo like, just wiggling.
Wiggling and like sprinting across the back of the stage.
If Romeo and Juliet really works, it'll be in part because it's built on the frame of a great story. Director Tom Ridgely.
It's a shame that this story keeps having to get told. But guess what? Hating people is still a bad idea. We can't stop teaching that.
And if a grizzly bear and prairie dog can put aside their differences, perhaps there's hope for some of the other species inhabiting the planet. Wherefore art thou, Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Tracy Tong edited that report. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. We are a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Brian Moline will pilot the good ship, the Gateway, for the rest of the week. I'll be back on Monday. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.